I'm Chris Green, mentor, facilitator, author, and consultant. I'm obsessed with unlocking potential to help business owners to think bigger and create a business by their design. I'm having extraordinary conversations with business owners just like you every single day. In my podcast, The Green Room, I will bring you the best of these conversations and insights. So hit subscribe, and I look forward to chatting with you through your favourite podcast app. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm coming to you from Albury, outside the amazing Albury Railway Station. Love to show you this. And I've been absent for a couple of weeks because I've been at a conference in Queenstown hanging out with some amazing thought leaders. And one of the conversations that I had was, what is it that small business people find really challenging about being able to scale their business? Why do we get so stuck in our businesses? And in the end, we end up with a job rather than a business. And I think there's three things in that are stopping us from creating systems-based businesses that are going to create that freedom. Number one is really fear of letting go. You know, it feels like we're going to the edge of the cliff and jumping, whereas if we do it ourselves, it creates certainty, and that's what we're wired for. Number two is key person dependence. So when we have a key person, it might be us, it might be other people in our business, we can get really consistent results until something happens and they may not be there tomorrow and we haven't captured that intellectual property. And it can feel, you know, it can feel like not real work in capturing systems and not real work in documenting it. And for many of us, it's not how we're wired. We just don't enjoy it. So we tend to go along with the status quo, that the people will never leave, nothing will ever happen to us. And so we don't invest in the systems-driven processes that will ultimately free us. And the third one is, it can be quite intimidating to let go. It can be quite scary to let go. And I call this abdication. If we just go, here you go away, do this that I used to do, without any instructions, without any standard operating procedures, without checklists, without any coaching or mentoring, then ideally, what will happen is we'll find our way back into the role to fix the mistakes because we haven't set our people up for success. So rather than abdicate, we need to delegate. And in doing so, the transition phase can feel a bit less messy, a little bit less chaotic, and a little bit less uncertain. So what I suggest to you, and my challenge to you is, how are you creating business systems that bite? What are you doing to create those systems that buy back your time and enable you to put your time into other things like creating strategy, building business development, mentoring your people? Because the more we do that, the more our systems bite, the more influence we have, and the more freedom we get in our business.